South Africa is enjoying the benefit of medical tourism, particularly in the area of cosmetic procedures. According to Mediclinic, of the 9.2 million visitors to South Africa per annum, at least 500,000 come to the country to have medical attention, including cosmetic procedures like surgery. And according to US-based market research and consulting company Grandview Research, the South African market is expected to generate around 94.1 million rand by 2024, based on annual growth of 5.8% from 2016. To tell us what kind of procedures are on offer and why South Africa appears to be an attractive destination, I'm joined on the line by Dr. Riza Mia, a cosmetic specialist. Thanks for coming on the show, Dr. Mia. Cosmetic surgery and non-surgical procedures are set to grow in South Africa. So typically, what procedures are the clientele interested in having done?
So we focus on the non-surgical things, the aesthetic medical treatments. And these are the minimally invasive things like botulinum toxins, dermal fillers, redermalization, which is to make collagen and elastin in the skin and treat things like stretch marks, loose and saggy skin, acne scars. And then it's things like laser or pulse light from the outside of the skin, hair treatments such as hair filler, biofiber, implantable hair fibers, and platelet-rich plasma, which is basically using your own platelets to make platelet-derived growth factor, which basically is something you inject into the scalp to promote hair growth, into the face for collagen and elastin, and into breast tissue to cause the glandular tissue to hypertrophy.
So I see that Mediclinic indicates that of the 9.2 million tourists that come to South Africa per year, some 500,000 come for medical reasons, and that, of course, would also include cosmetic procedures. So what's so attractive about South Africa in this regard?
I think we are well-priced versus the developed world, but at the same time, we are on par in many ways with the standard of treatment that we're able to offer. And in many ways, we're quite ahead. I think our innovative nature has led us to invent new treatments, new procedures, new methods of using old treatments. And then we travel, for example, to Monaco and the USA, the UK, to teach the things that we invent and discover. And so that kind of spreads awareness about South Africa's reputation.
I'm sure the weaker rand also proves quite attractive for foreign visitors, which means that they can spend a bit like royalty.
I think that does play part of the equation, but there are even cheaper places that they could go. For example, India, where treatments would cost a tenth of what they cost here. And it's even closer to many of the places that we see patients from, such as Dubai and Europe. So it is, I think, a bit of a compliment when they do take the trouble, fly all the way down here for treatment. So I definitely think it's an expertise above price.
Because people are coming here for their nips and their tucks, and they're also augmenting a holiday, do you know if there's special packages that are there in terms of holiday specials?
We've heard of the surgical safari holidays. Of course, it's not something that every doctor does. We don't particularly do this. We do know that patients do come and arrange their own sessions, but it's not something we do, but I have heard of them.
What about South Africans themselves? I mean, despite many people being worried about the cost of living, research seems to suggest that South Africans are also going to be increasing their demand to have cosmetic procedures done. But is this, in your experience, the preserve for the rich?
No, not at all. I think over time, the price of treatments has become more affordable, especially since new methods have come about. Remember, compared to surgery, the minimally invasive things are maybe, again, a tenth to a 50th of the cost of surgery. And I think it's growing. Yeah, it's growing with rich and middle class as well.
That was Dr. Riza Mia speaking on the growth of the cosmetic procedures industry.